All right, forget digging through those dusty old textbooks, you know? If you want the inside scoop, the real deal on the tools that are practically running the financial world today, well, you've come to the right place. We're talking the stuff that makes Wall Street tick, what the big firms use, the whole shebang.
That's it. And we're not just, scratching the surface. We're diving deep, getting into not just what these tools are, but why they matter so much to financial analysts. By the time we're done with this deep dive, you'll have a real solid grasp on the tech that's driving financial decisions every single day.
And to guide us on this little journey, we're tapping into a fantastic article. It's from Adaptive US, and it's called, get this, Top 10 Tools Used by Financial Analysts. Practical, straight to the point. You know, it gives you that like insider perspective right from the trenches.
Absolutely. So whether you live and breathe finance, or maybe you're just curious about what really makes the financial world go round, this one's for you.
It really is.
So let's just jump right in with the one tool that I think needs absolutely no introduction. And that's good old reliable Microsoft Excel.
Okay. I can already hear some of you thinking, spreadsheets, really? Isn't that a little, basic? But hold on, because there's a reason Excel is the foundation, the bedrock of so much financial work. We're talking serious financial modeling power here, even if it looks, well, deceptively simple, right?
Yeah, and you hit it right on the head. It's the versatility you see. In Excel, you can go with vertical analysis, comparing those financial statements line by line. Or you can go horizontal, tracking those year-over-year changes. And you know what? Even something as intricate as cash flow analysis, you can tackle that within Excel. It's amazing.
It's like what? The Swiss Army knife of finance? It's always there, always reliable. But I mean, at a certain point, there's got to be a limit, right? Excel can only handle so much.
Exactly. While Excel's a champ for a ton of tasks, it starts to get a little shaky when you bring in truly massive data sets, or when you want to build those really complex statistical models. Imagine trying to predict, say, stock prices, but you're using decades of data. That's a whole other ball game, right?
Yeah.
That's where a tool like R steps in.
Okay, I see what you mean. Now, R, that might sound a little intimidating, I mean, it's as a whole programming language, but just imagine being able to find those hidden patterns, the kind of stuff that most people would miss in mountains of data, the kind of insights that could, well, that could give you a real edge, That's the power of R.
I like to think of it this way. If Excel is like a magnifying glass, right? R is a high-powered microscope.
Oh, I like that.
It gives you that precision. With R, analysts can do these seriously advanced statistical analyses, things like regressions and predictive modeling, which are, well, they're crucial if you want to understand the really complex financial trends.
So there is a learning curve, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But the payoff, the things you can do, that's got to be huge for analysts who've mastered R.
Oh, absolutely. They're in high demand, that's for sure. They've got a skill set that really sets them apart.
Speaking of speaking a different language, let's shift gears from, pure numbers to something a bit more visual.
Yeah.
Let's talk about technical analysis charts.
Yeah, it's like a whole other language, these charts. Almost like a secret code that, traders use to figure out what the market's thinking, what it might do next. We're
Right.
talking candlestick charts, those moving averages, all those, lines and colors that track how prices move over time.
It's kind of like reading a story, but instead of words, it's all about, patterns and signals and what they might mean.
Right.
Like technical analysis is how analysts spot those trends, those reversals and those really key support and resistance levels. Those points where it seems like, prices just bounce right back or they just get kind of stuck. It's like you're what, mapping out the battlefield before you make a move. Okay, I think I'm getting a better visual now. But even if you're like a total pro, can you really trust just the patterns from the past? You know what I mean? It seems like there are always surprises in the market, stuff you just can't predict.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's part of what makes it so interesting, right? Technical analysis, it's just one piece of a much bigger picture. It gives you really valuable clues, like how prices moved in the past, what might happen next. But you got to think bigger, too. Smart analysts, they always consider what's going on in the economy. Any big news that comes out, how well a company's actually performing, all those factors, you can't ignore that stuff.
So it's about what, connecting the dots. You see the signals, but then you have to figure out what's really behind them in the real world.
That's it. You got it. Now, speaking of making sense of complex information, Why don't we dive into another super important tool, maybe one of the most powerful? That's data visualization.
Yeah.
Because let's be real, even the most brilliant financial minds out there, they can get lost in a sea of numbers.
Oh, for sure. I know I do. Sometimes you just got to see it, you know, like the bigger picture. And that's where those data visualization tools like Tableau, they just come in and bam, they're like turning boring old spreadsheets into like dynamic stories, stories that come alive.
Exactly. No more static charts and graphs, you know. Data visualization tools, they let you create these dashboards that are actually interactive. You can zoom in on the data points you want, find outliers instantly, stuff like that. It's like having, I don't know, X-ray vision for all your data.
And here's the best part, I think. Data visualization, it's not just for the finance experts, right? It makes this stuff, these complex financial ideas, actually understandable, maybe even a little bit fun, you know, for anyone. I'm talking executives, regular investors, who...
Absolutely. A good data visualization, something that's clear, compelling, that's powerful stuff. It can change how people see things.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's always a but, right? We got to be careful about oversimplifying. Just because we can make things look easy doesn't mean we should ignore the details.
Right. You don't want to miss the really important stuff that might be hiding in there. Okay, so we've covered a lot, the big guns, I guess you could say, Excel, R, technical analysis, data visualization. Now what? What about some of those more specialized tools, the ones analysts use for like really specific tasks?
It's kind of like a craftsman's kit, you know? Each tool has a specific purpose, a job it does best.
I like that.
So first, we have financial modeling software. This is where things get really interesting. This is where analysts can really play what if. They build these simulations, really complex ones, to see how different decisions, what's happening in the market, or even, you know, the overall economy could change things, how it could impact a company's financials.
Oh, that's cool. So, like, having a financial time machine, right? Analysts can test out all their strategies, different scenarios, so they can, what, make better decisions.
That's the idea. And then you have risk analysis software. That's all about... Well, it's about understanding uncertainty, figuring out how to measure it.
So like putting a number on how risky something is, like an investment or maybe a big business decision, trying to figure out the odds.
Precisely. We're talking about those Monte Carlo simulations. Imagine running like thousands of possibilities, different scenarios to see what could happen, and things like sensitivity analysis. That helps you pinpoint the factors that really make a difference to the final outcome.
Makes sense. Risk is everywhere in finance. So yeah, you got to know how to measure it, manage it. What else is in the toolkit?
Next up, business intelligence software. This is, I think of it as the big picture tool, the one that brings it all together. It pulls in data from every part of a company so analysts can get a complete view. How healthy is the business? How's it performing? You know, connecting those dots between different departments, finding those trends that, you know, you might miss if you're just looking at one piece at a time.
It's like, I don't know. You're up in a helicopter getting that bird's eye view of how it all works, all the financial pieces. Okay, so what else? What other essential tools do financial analysts rely on?
Well, for anyone who's managing investments, there's portfolio management software. Can't forget that one. That's key for anyone who's tracking performance, measuring risk, you know, across all the different types of investments, making sure things are, you know, in line with the investor's goals.
So it's like what? Having your own personal financial command center, keeping everything organized.
Exactly. Gives you those insights you need to make those, you know, strategic decisions.
Okay. Okay. I can't wait any longer. We have to talk about the, I don't know, the holy grail of financial data investment research platforms.
Yes. Now you're talking. Yeah. This is where the real action is, you know. And when you say investment research platforms, one name just pops into everyone's mind instantly. The Bloomberg Terminal.
It's legendary. I mean, it's practically a movie star at this point.
Right.
But okay, all jokes aside, for those who might not know, what makes the Bloomberg Terminal so special? Why is it such a big deal?
Well, it's the ultimate hub, you know, for financial professionals. Real-time market data, news, you name it, analytics, tools for trading, even messaging, company and industry research, all in one place. It's like if you want an edge in the financial markets, Bloomberg's got your back.
Wow. Okay. So we've covered so much ground here. I mean, we started with the basics, spreadsheets, then dove into what, statistical modeling, technical analysis, data visualization, even those super specialized tools for, well, practically every financial task you can imagine. But, and maybe this is just me, but there's one more piece, one really crucial element I think we got to talk about. Programming skills.
You're right. Time to bring out the, maybe not the elephant in the room, more like the coding console in the corner.
Yeah.
Look, I know learning the code can seem like, I don't know, a little intimidating. But seriously, it's becoming more and more essential in finance, I'm telling you.
And look, we're not saying every financial analyst has to become, you know, a coding whiz overnight, right?
Yeah.
But even knowing the basics, the fundamentals, especially in languages like Python or R, that can completely change the game.
Oh, absolutely. Knowing even a little bit of coding, it lets analysts do so much more. Automate tasks, analyze those massive data sets without breaking a sweat, even build their own custom models, algorithms, that kind of thing. It's like unlocking a whole new level, you know, more flexibility, more power.
So it's like if all these financial tools are the instruments in an orchestra, coding is knowing how to write the music, right? You become the composer.
That's a great way to put it. It's about pushing the boundaries, seeing what's really possible in financial analysis. And honestly, in the job market today, things change so fast. Even knowing a little bit of coding, that can give you a real advantage.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up this deep dive into, well, the world of financial analyst tools, I think the biggest takeaway, the thing to really remember is this. These tools, they're powerful, no doubt, but they're just that. They're tools. What really matters, what makes the difference, is the skill of the analyst, you know? Their ability to look at the data and see what's important, to ask those really insightful questions, and then put it all together, tell a story that makes sense, a story that's compelling.
It's true. It's both an art and a science. You know, you need that technical side, knowing the tools inside and out, but you also need that creativity, that critical thinking to turn the data into something real, something actionable.
Because in the end, it's not just about the numbers, right? It's about understanding the bigger picture, all the forces at play in the financial world, and then using that knowledge, that understanding, to make smart, informed decisions.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about today. From basic spreadsheets to high-powered algorithms, it's clear the financial analyst toolkit, it's impressive, and it's only getting bigger and more complex. But here's a thought as you continue your own explorations. What's next? What new tools, what new technologies are just around the corner? And maybe even more importantly, what skills will be essential for anyone who wants to stay ahead of the curve to really thrive in this exciting, always evolving field? Until next time.